The following program is Wackiness on the Rise. Some of the songs you'll be hearing contain content that may not be suitable to certain listeners. Listener discretion is advised. So deal with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for our national anthem as performed by Mateusz Krautwurst.
Oh, say can you see by dawn's early light we're so proudly behaved by the twilight's that gleaming. And the rockets were glare, and the rockets were glare.
Where did you find this guy? Where? How come you just couldn't get... You know what, never mind. Just cue the theme. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another wacky episode of Wackiness on the Rise. This is Wacky Ben, and this is episode 6 for July 3rd, 2016, the day before Independence Day. That's right, everyone, it's the 4th of July weekend, so we're going patriotic today with some all-American songs and parodies. I also want to quickly point out that this will also be our last Sunday show, as I will be moving Wackiness on the Rise to Saturdays, beginning July 9th. I felt maybe it was that time to once again switch to a different day, and hopefully I'll stick with Saturdays from now on. Let's begin with a song that I hope Donald Trump would not consider as a campaign anthem. Here's Tony Goldmark.
I look at them poor people in England, speaking in that accent every day, with their silly British voice. They don't know they got the choice to pronounce their words the proper American way. I look at them broke folk a-thieving, thinking fire departments grow on trees. If I want my house burnt down to the soil is salted brown, shouldn't that be chief amongst my liberties? Or have we been taken over by the anti-fire Nazis? It's time we take back America for those who know what's best. Take back America, those with heartbeats in our chest. Take your America, and to hell with all the rest. Oh, America, America, America. I look at them unborn babies dying, billions lost with each vasectomy. Scarlet men think they can choose, give them life and they refuse. Man, this country sorely needs to get back on key, 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 key. I look at that fraud, Stephen Hawking. I wonder where he gets the gall to pretend his legs don't work just to make our feelings hurt. I'd like to turn him upside down and watch him crawl. And when I'm done with that, I'll take this country back once and for all. It's time we take back America, put the godless on a boat. Take back America, they're satanic as a goat. Let's make the snake pack America from its snaky satanic throat. Oh, America, America. tell me I can't buy a tank. But America is also full of hopeful dreamers trying to fulfill my destiny to flatten my blood bank. Vampires live there. Some people say God didn't tell me to steal a bunch of explosives from the back of a truck and blow up the vasectomy clinic. I wonder where they get the go. I'm a goddamn Christian man with a revelatory plan. You know, some folks say there ain't no God at all. Well, I'll be right here when the dust clears to tell of America's rise and fall and rise again. Back, America, you're a zombie at your core. We've gotta take back America from the sickly and the poor. Let them eat cake snacks, America. Kill them all and just make sure. Oh, America, 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 let this be a country of one. America, America. It's all mine, all of it. I can finally read as many Bibles as I can look. My glasses. Well, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Loving son has kissed your face. Open eyes and greet the day. Now accomplish anything. It's time to make your dreams come true. Thoughts are always on the dream. Scale the mountain made of steam and molten rock and ancient things. Today is when you make it happen. Climbing to the top you go, filling up with life and hope. Forgetting all the things you know, replace them with a new sense of wonder now. And peer inside, overcome by love and pride, blinded by the moment's eye. You stumble on a stupid rock, down you fall into the flame. At least there won't be lots of pain. Quickly sink and end the game. At least that's what you've always heard. But TV, movies, and the news have always told a lie to you. Now you know the brutal truth. Your density is less than lava.
Lava has a density of 3,100 kilograms per meter cubed and a viscosity of 100 to 1,000 pascal seconds.
What this means is when you hit the surface, you'll be quickly lit on fire, where you'll slowly burn, screaming as you beg the maker. Skin and hair and eyes and face melting as you writhe in pain. Surely now your death will come. Nope, the agony continues. Your body jumps and pops and rolls, oozing from its many holes. Quickly turns to steam, the lead and frost effect. Yep, that's science. Finally, the end is nigh. But one last thought before you die. Molten rock is such a curse, 'cause lava death was so much worse than anything you ever saw in movies. Dying for a really long time compared to the time you saw in the movie.
And that's not all. It slices, it dices, it purees, liquefies, and it dissolves the entire family. And just look at that tomato. Everybody will love it. Get your lava while it lasts. Available now at active volcanoes around the entire world. Offer not valid in Transylvania or parts of the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm. This is my Shark Week song. Let's turn on the TV. Tune in early July on Discovery. All week long. All week long. June, rocking at the beach for fun. All the tourists with their Speedos on. They're all up basking in the sun. Swimming in the deep blue sea. Feel something brush against my knee. Now I'm starring in Jaws 43. I think I'm immortal till I see that dorsal. Wish I had a longer life. Nine. This is my Shark Week song. I'm in the Sharknado. Hammerhead. And tigers and a mako. Up, 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 up in the air. Ian's airing, beware. This is my Shark Week song. And if it comes to blows, hit that sharp hard and square bridge of its nose. With a chainsaw or a axe, I'll stop it in its tracks.
In its tracks.
I didn't want to ruin spring break, but a co-ed lost an arm and leg. It tends to make waves. Still don't think they're scary. Left Shark ate Kate Perry. Hope her album's still on time. This is my Shark Week song. I'm out in the ocean. I stay still cause I hear they sense motion. Vibrations from miles away. It helps them hunt their prey. This is my Shark Week song. Watch out in the surfing championship. Great whites are lurking. South Africa off the coast. Fall off your board, your toast. Two way great white surfers look like an otter. If they smell blood, it's gonna be a slaughter. Heard Fox News said they should have cleared the water. Love to see them try. This is my Shark Week song. They're not all man-eaters. Laid-back dudes, the original reefers. High on seaweed all night long. Kale, octopus, and prawns. This is my Shark Week song. I took a refresher. Bull sharks swim where the water is fresher. Up, 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 upstream all night. Oh, up, upstream all night. This is my Shark Week song. I'm glad that I studied. I stay dry when the ocean is muddy. Brackish water with my lust. Just don't swim after dusk. This is my Shark Week song and it's almost finished. Last bad pun, the effect is diminished. Discovery all night long. Now Bride of Jaws is on.
Yeah! This is a story you won't see on Cribs, or Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, maybe Hoarders. Big time rapper, I'm a legend in the game, like the guy from Mega Man 2, what's his name? You know the one with the bubbles, and whatever, I digress. I'm the best funny rapper, cause I'm better than the rest. Tebow Spice is the name to remember, not a Spice Girl, no, I was never a member. With an old school flow, I can bring the heat. That means I don't mumble, and I rap on the beat. Nerds and the muggles, yo, I'm rocking the sound. Big fish in a puddle, now I'm flopping around. Counting up my money, that's when I realize I got enough that I can supersize my fries. Cause I'm living that life. The comedy music life. And my guide on the Jungle Cruise ride was the best. Do you know how I know my career's gonna last? I'm the number one artist on my uncle's podcast. Comedy rap is kind of a niche, so finding new fans is kind of a bitch. But I got fans all around the whole world. I maintain that there's two in California and at least one in Spain. I brought enough CDs for everyone in the show to buy multiple copies, so come on, let's go. And you know, few artists can do this, so I'm proud that I can name everybody in the crowd. Cause I'm living that life. The comedy music life. don't want music, and so I go to music clubs to put on a comedy show. But they don't want that, so I try at conventions. But rappers in filth circles just raise tensions. But I won't be stopped, no way I can lose. Now this YouTube video has over 70 views. I'm a legend in the comedy rap world of the weird. Over 40 from New Jersey rappers with a red beard. On my throne, I'm the king of everything all around. But when I get up and flush, it doesn't always go down. I hit the town in a car that I got such a great deal. Pimping three-wheel motion cause I'm missing a wheel. I can't sit down because my wallet's so fat. Got so many receipts crammed into that. Spending so much money day in and day out that my credit cards are mostly maxed out. Cause I'm living that life. The comedy music life.
Nice and all, but if you don't tell me what you want to order, I'll have to ask you to leave. You're holding up the drive-thru?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, let me have a number 7.
What do you want to drink?
A Diet Coke.
Okay. Do you want to supersize that?
Hell yeah, I want to supersize that!
What?
You know why?
Oh, no.
Because I'm living that life. The comedy music life.
Three new songs from the Fomp. Devo Spice with the comedy music life, showing that sometimes living life as a comedy artist has its ups and downs. Power Salad joins in on background vocals, and Insane Ian plays a fast food employee at the end. Before that, Jeff Rubin with a bonus Sunday song called the Shark Week Song, made in honor of Shark Week that the Discovery Channel just loves to celebrate every summer. The Lava Death Song by Death Pants, a music project made up by Bone Cage and Mr. G, or Gee, that's how it's spelled. And this song features an appearance by Dr. Milo T. Pinkerton III of the Consortium of Genius. GOG! And we set off the fireworks with Take Back America by Tony Goldmark from his 2014 album, Goldmark After Dark. It's no surprise that America is considered to be the fattest country in the world because of the fact that we have more obesity than any other country where people starve more than we do. So I guess you can consider this song by Weird Al Yankovic to be the national anthem of American obesity.
Down at the beach, I'm a lucky man. I'm the only one. give me plenty space. If I tell you that I'm hungry, then won't you feed my face? Because I'm fat, I'm fat,
really, really fat.
You know I'm fat, I'm fat, you know it,
really fat.
You know I'm fat, I'm fat, you know it, you know.
When I sit around the house, I really sit around the house.
You know I'm fat, I'm fat,
really, really fat.
You know I'm fat, I'm fat, you know it,
really,
you know it, you know, you know, you know. Come on,
and you know all by myself I'm a crowd, let me tell you.
Standing by the water cooler, my whole life flashes before my eyes, thinking of how it used to be. Everything was so much cooler before all of these polka dotted ties. When Friday comes, oh, I'll be free. I don't have to work tomorrow, so I'm going out tonight. I don't have to work tomorrow, and everything's gonna be alright. Sitting in my little cubicle, why can't I have an office with some walls? Hanging up some pictures of my girlfriend, sending
read off a cartoon email. If he knew about it, now the boss would have my balls. Just 3 more hours until the day's end. Now I'm just a lazy slob sitting on my ass. I'm gonna need a new routine, need some coffee cream, need a brand new dream, need a new one, baby. Now I'm running low, running out of gas.
A big break for those who don't have to work on Independence Day. The Gaskets with I Don't Have to Work Tomorrow. Normally a song is seen every Friday because of not having to work during the weekend, but it's also suitable for the holidays. And before that, Puking in the Parking Lot by Pork and the Havana Ducks, which proves that when you drink too much, you'll let your lunch out. Typical America. That unfortunately won't help lose weight, so that will be out of the question for fat, which we heard earlier by Weird Al Yankovic. Be sure to make your request right now at wackinessontherise@gmail.com. And don't forget to send feedback too, because it would be nice to have some feedback. When we come back, we'll go to Comic-Con and take a trip back in time to the Bicentennial. So stick around for more Wackiness on the Rise.
We got the fump.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedy fans of all ages, Fump Fest is back. Featuring performances by 2D6, Carrie Dalby, Tim Cavanaugh, Devo Spice, Dynamite, The Gothsicles, The Library Bard, Mega Thruster, Rob Paravonian, Sea Monkey, Zach Shornick, Tom Smith, and Worm Quartet. And this year's guest of honor, Paul and Storm.
George R.R. Martin, please write and write faster. Please give us boiled leather and sigils and steel.
Fump Fest is taking place August 26th through 28th at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn in Chicago, Illinois. Tickets for the weekend are just $50. Join us for live concerts, panels, even more dumb parody ideas, demented karaoke, and the death of Sea Monkey. Visit FumpFest.com to register for the event and reserve your hotel now. That's FumpFest.com.
San Diego Comic-Con is coming up this week, as it'll be going on from July 9th to the 12th. Nothing says all-American than nerds getting together for a 4-day event, celebrating the geek culture, cosplaying as their favorite characters, and checking out panels with actors from various TV shows and movies. Last year, Whitney Avalon attended Comic-Con to make a music video about attending the biggest comic convention in America, and I didn't get a chance to play it last year, and now is my chance. Here's Whitney.
Little town, little gas lamp quarter, where fans flock to convention halls. Nerdy place, full of nerdy people. Hello, Comic-Con.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Hodor.
Riding the shuttle from my distant motel. Can't wait to see that sacred hall.
Comics are an abomination.
Scents of spandex and pleather all around me. Oh, look, there's Loki and Darth Maul.
Well, that's not screen accurate.
Gonna get a ton of swag, enough to fill this Gotham bag. Oh, God, I'll have to drag this stuff around all day.
May they have hot dogs?
Rex here.
I pray the Star Wars panel has a trailer. I hope Ben Affleck signs my boob. Hall H feels empty without Kevin Feige. So freaking pumped to see Deadpool.
Show me the chimichangas!
Oh man, the Firefly reunion panel. They got 2 out of 9. Not bad.
Yeah, totally.
I think I'll stop over at... Oh my gosh! Ah! Ah! Bought some vintage Klingon wine and waited in another line and waited in 100 million other lines. Oh, isn't this amazing? People taking Instagrams with me.
Party, we have open bar, and I can get you VIP. Yeah.
Waiting in line for an exclusive party, I feel just like Felicia Day.
Do you have a wristband?
Sorry, we ran out of the tiny burgers.
Elijah Wood is the DJ.
I love you, Frodo.
All the nerds are cutting loose. Found a Thor I might seduce, and I can't believe that this was just one day.
Bonjour.
Maha.
Bonjour.
Cessna.
Bonjour.
Nukne.
Bonjour.
Sol Sol.
Bonjour. Hara Barias.
Bon hey.
Bonjour.
Live long and prosper.
This is the con that we adore. Can't wait tomorrow for much more, so we will see you on the floor.
I think the party's down this way. Here we go. Room 1327.
1327? I stayed in this room last year. You wouldn't believe what happened to me in there. There was this chick, and she came...
Hey, I do not need that visual image, all right? Let's just go inside.
All right.
Hey, can I get one of those, drinks? Whatever it is, the purple stuff that's bubbling? Yeah, thanks.
Oh, there she is. Hi! Take it off. Oh, oh!
Whoa! That's not right.
I did not know you could pierce that. Wow.
Inventions of nerds and geeks who beat the famous stars with howls and shrieks. But when they're done marveling at Bruce Campbell's chin, the room party's open, real fun begins. Freaking out the mundanes and several noobs by eating live got a Klingon boobs. Cleavage and food make a wonderful pair, and you can find them at room parties everywhere, cause
like they're going to war. They like to dress as Centauri, Robinson and Ford, Batgirl, Wonder Woman, and 7 of 9. Drinking things from where the warm cornones shine. Princess Leia, slave girl with a desktop plan. And even one is Babs Bunny for the furry fan. Then again, I think the trippiest sign I'd see is when the hot fan girl dresses up like me, cause
the place is packed, and Rob Baldur's eating cheese whiz off a girl's rack. But before I decide what I want to do, they start screaming next season, Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Keeps coming all kinds of wacky get-ups. There's one who's dressing like a Smurf with a ninja setup. And there's a couple pirates with hooks for hands. I guess they won't get to quote Ginger or Marianne. You might see a couple dressed like Leela and Fry, and you may never catch a geek without at least one die. And they got rum and some Romulan ale, but go easy cause that stuff will make you grow a tail. It's really not a joke, but you don't have to go far to see a Klingon and a Vulcan walk into a bar. So if you wanna live like a geek sometime, come and party like it's $29.99, cause
come out.
The geeks come out.
The geeks come out and die.
Yeah.
check out the geeks.
Wow, what a bunch of freaking losers.
Ugh, mundanes.
Dude, don't even worry about them.
Beam me up, Scotty.
football.
Geeks, we play up for weeks. This root party has its own mystique. Get loose, y'all. Look at Cheryl now. Everybody, she's naked now. We got juice, y'all, and tequila, y'all. Everybody, come and feel, y'all. Get it out now and get the vodka out and pour a double now. But that's what I'm about. Nerds, geeks, we plan for weeks. This root party has its own mystique. Nerds, geeks, we plan for weeks. The Wookiee over there is starting to reek.
Jack Sparrow.
Looks like Captain Jack Harkness.
Figures.
The Geeks and Nerds Come Out to Socialize with The Geeks Come Out at Night by Devo Spice and the Great Luke Ski. All about how the geeks attend conventions to have a good time with fellow geeks. And then we heard Comic-Con the Musical by Whitney Avalon. She teamed up with the Nerdist to make a music video about her experience at Comic-Con, and you can check it out on YouTube. Many Americans have a lot of fears on what would happen if Donald Trump should ever become our next president. But even if he did, there's a sure chance he would be immediately impeached because of his many plans that seem to be illegal enough. But the Capitol Steps decided to give us a glimpse on what would happen if the mad businessman should ever move into the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Donald Trump.
You may know this, but according to all the latest polls, I will most likely be your next president of the United States. And I want you to know my first order of business when I become the president is to demolish the White House. And in its place, I'm going to build a 36-story, luxurious, 5-star Zagat-rated Trump White House. It's going to be terrific. It's going to be great. We're going to have diamond-crusted toilet seats, chandeliers in all the bathrooms. And in the Oval Office, there's going to be a solid gold desk bigger than a dump truck. So, you know, classy. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what am I going to do with the Lincoln bedroom? Well, it's hard for me to say this, but Lincoln was a loser. It's true. I mean, why should I take decorating tips from a guy who was born in a log cabin? Not classy. So you also might be wondering, who's going to pay for all this? Will it be the American taxpayer? No, I'm going to make the Mexicans pay for it. So starting in 2017, the White House will be officially known as Trump Acres. That is where I'll be. I'll name the White House after me. Manhattan, Dos Vidania. I'm moving up with my luscious Melania.
Hello, darling. My White House portrait won't be lewd. It must be tasteful.
Also nude.
I'll need my own assistant, no?
I'm gonna get you Vice President Rubio.
Oh. Big deal.
Big deal.
Big plans.
Big hands.
Land of the free.
And President me. Trump Acres, here we come.
Now, I want you people to get real rowdy here. You understand what I'm talking about? Let her rip. Well, I was sitting on a log with my arm around my dog when this dude comes on the radio. Well, he was talking real tough and said, your number is up and you Americans all gotta go. I pulled out my snuff, I turned to my pup and I said, will you tell me, ship, if they come after you, what would you do? And he barked and I said, yep, that's it. Kick ass, USA. Kick ass, A all the way. Kick ass, A, what do you say? Kick ass. Give me a shot, show y'all what I got, cause I wanna jump out of a plane. I guess he could tell I was born to raise hell, cause he laughed and he said, well son, if what you're saying is true, Uncle Sam wants you. And then he asked me the town I was from. Help me out everybody.
Yes. USA.
I'm insane. I break rocks in my head, I eat bullets in bed, and I chase it with 90 octane. I don't play with guns, now there's one rule of thumb some people just seem to forget. But if they ever start playing, they better start praying, cause in the immortal words of my dog, Chef,
kick ass!
USA.
Kick ass!
Hey, all the way.
Kick ass!
Hey, what do you say?
Kick-ass USA. Kick-ass.
Boom, boom, boom.
Kick-ass.
All black and blue.
Kick-ass.
I got hell to pay. Kick-ass USA. Kick-ass A all the way. Kick-ass USA.
Well, the year is almost over, and America was 200 years old this year. That's a long time, you know. I wrote a song about the bicentennial. They didn't play it a lot on the radio, but that's okay. And I'm going to play it for you because it's almost over. I think it's a great thing, the bicentennial. When I was in Glasgow, Scotland, in 1975, I was playing in Glasgow, and I was going to play this song for the Glaswegians. And so I was talking about, well, America's going to be 200 years old, and happy birthday, and here's this bicentennial song, and going on and on. And there was this fellow, this guy in the audience who, I think he'd had something to drink. As a matter of fact, I think he was very drunk. And the whole audience was quite drunk, actually. But I was going about America's 200 years old, and this guy, I can't say exactly what he said on television because it was, but he said,
Glasgow's 800 years old.
So I said, great.
Another one, Jimmy.
Anyway, this is the Bicentennial song. Hey, we're gonna have an anniversary. Yes, it's gonna be a bicentennial. Hey, America's having a birthday. Gonna be 200 years old, isn't that wonderful? You know it certainly is. Goodness, what a wonderful country. Wow, what a nifty history. Gee, it's a powerful nation. And it's been 200 years now, isn't that wonderful? You know it certainly is. I relive my country's history in a class called Social Studies. I learned to pledge allegiance, to sing my national anthem, my country, 'tis of thee.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, you know we have our heroes. I mean Washington and Lincoln, including Richard Nixon and including old Jack Ruby. Wasn't Jack wonderful? You know, he certainly was. So let's hear it for Ohio, the rippling redwood forest, the Sawmill River Parkway, Oklahoma's strange panhandle. Aren't they all wonderful? Yeah, we're gonna have an anniversary. Gonna be a bicentennial. Hey, America's having a birthday. Be 200 years old, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Wasn't that wonderful?
Thank you.
We travel back to 1976, when America celebrated the Bicentennial, the time when America turned 200 years old. So we played a pretty rare song about America's 200th birthday by Loudon Wainwright III called, simply enough, Bicentennial. This is probably the first time since 1976 that this song has ever been played, and now that America is turning 240 this year, we still have 60 more years until America turns 300. Unsure if I'll be around to see it happen, provided that America isn't screwed in the future. And before that, Kick Ass USA by Milo Tremley. If Trump were to ever use that as his campaign theme, I think Dr. Demento fans would be offended by that. This was originally from 1987, but it became a big hit in 1991 on the Dr. Demento show, thus becoming number one of the year. And speaking of Trump, we heard a new song by the Capitol Steps called Trump Acres, where they give us a glimpse of what Donald Trump would have in mind if he were to ever become president and move into the White House. But bad chance of that ever happening. That is on their newest album, What to Expect When You're Electing. More info on the political satire group can be found at capsteps.com. We will end tonight's show with something really special. Last Tuesday, Mel Brooks had just turned 90, and fans everywhere wished him a happy 90th birthday. Mel is known for his many comedies, from the TV show Get Smart, as well as his films from The Producers, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs, and lots more great comedies. To commemorate the comedy genius's 90th birthday, here is a tribute song made by the great Luke Ski, with the help of Devo Spice, Insane Ian, and Bud Sharp, and it's called, appropriately enough, It's Good to Be the King.
Just spoil me! You humiliate me! Only do it! Do it! Hump!
It's good to be the king.
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 Yeah,
with Mel Brooks, the king comedy hero stands. Ever since Reiner spoke to the 2,000-year-old man. Start with Get Smart, causing chaos, so much grief, 86 is out of control.
Sorry about that, Chief.
Cutting much looser, producers know how to really shock. Doom fills the room, Leo Bloom and Max Bialystock. Spring dying for Hitler should have made the people grouse, but those hotty-totty Nazis started bringing down the house. It's always hysterical and wet and in pain, whether Zero and Wilder or Broderick and Lane. 12 chairs, one with jewels, some head with no strubles, getting drunk with two Russians, one ruble.
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
Blue blanket, give me my blue blanket.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Long, long ago, in the old west, Bart wore a tin star on his chest, with the Waco Kid finger on the trigger. But Rock Ridge flipped because the sheriff is a nick. Harump, harump, harump is what the governor said. He told the bad guy, Hedy Lamarr.
That's Hedley!
When Taggart and Mongo learned soon, of course, was never underestimate the power of the Schwartz. Meanwhile in Transylvania, what an eyesore, Dr. Frankenstein met Inga and Igor. Pretty soon, Fred reanimated the dead. His manners informal, cause his brain's abnormal. The monster scared Kemp and the villagers to bits. But before too long, they were putting on the Ritz. His bride was a looker who liked his Schwanstucker. And don't forget, Frau Blucher!
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
Set a gift?
It's good to be the king.
Oh, seize this, Honkus.
Remember, thou art mortal.
Oh, blow it out your ass. Oh.
Mel's having some fun. Big stars do his shtick. He'll make a film with no sound that's full of slapstick. He had some high anxiety, a pooping bird flock. That psycho bell boy can suck his Hitchcock.
I got it.
Next, he did a testament to history. He brought us some commandments that were once 15.
10.
Josephus did his way into a big orgy until he flunked the eunuch test and then he had to flee. The Spanish Inquisition you would never expect. All the singing they are bringing while they're ringing your neck. The dumb scum of France.
Wrong.
On Bastille Day is after Count the Money.
De Monet, De Monet.
Was a French piss boy mensch with a drop of wealth. And in To Be or Not To Be, he said, Heil myself.
Church.
His Hamlet's a disgrace, but he's into Führer's face. Put Hitler in his place, and up next is Juice in Space.
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
When
you die at the palace, you really die at the palace.
Get me the video cassette of Spaceballs the movie.
Once upon a time warp out in the stars, Jewish princesses drove flying cars. Dark Helmet was a nerd in a big garbage can. Lone Star's got a bar.
You're the dog now, man.
Yogurt's merchandise is coming out of his big ears. So why are there no Spaceballs action figures? Lone Star went Vespa and beat that fake Sith dude. Dot needs a tissue. May the Schwartz be with you. If you think that life stinks just like blinking hooplinks, straight from Sherwood, it's Wesley Robin Hood. Must pick the lock on the girl he's betrothing. Married men are loathing, wearing women's clothing. Achu is the new black sheriff, I reckon. Defeat Dracula, who looks just like Frank Drebin. On Broadway, Mel keeps it gay, and someday his music will hopefully lead to making Spaceballs
it's
a musical.
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Okay, just watch me. It's so simple, you sissy Marys. Give me the playback and watch me
walk this way.
Walk this way.
Walk this way.
Walk this way.
She told me to
walk this way.
Walk this way.
Walk this way.
Walk this way.
And that concludes this episode of Wackiness on the Rise. I hope you enjoy listening to the show, and feel free to tell your friends about it, maybe even your radio stations. Be sure to check out the official Wackiness on the Rise Facebook page, follow me on Twitter at WackyBenPolium, and be sure to visit MadMusic.com, the home of the largest comedy music, where you can also register a free account and listen to more comedy shows like this. Be sure to send feedback on either wackinessontherise at gmail.com or the Wackiness on the Rise Facebook page. And once again, we'll be switching to Saturdays beginning July 9th, as Sundays are officially over for me. I'm Wacky Ben, and until next time, take care, remember that laughter is the best medicine, happy 4th of July, and remember to not break your funny bones.
Got to be the king.